Good. Thank you very much. So that's a question. Where did this din come from? That you don't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat. Is this a din in HaTorah or a din in the Rabbanim? So it seems from the Gemara that this is a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara first quotes Rab Levi Bar Lachma, the name of Rab Chama Bar Chanina. These are names that you rarely come across in the Talmud Bavli. This is from the Yerushalmi. These Bachamai Eretz Yisrael. They were of the opinion that this is a real din deraisa. And that's the simple way it's recorded in Maseches Sofrim, that there are two psukim in Chumash. One pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Kippur, a day on which we blow shofar. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Kippur, a day on which we speak about Tkiyah Shofar. Zayin Chafresh, the verb Zayin Chafresh, sometimes means to remember, sometimes lahaskir, to mention. Take for example, Zohar Yom Shabbos Lekatcha means there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Zohar. Or how do you know that there's a chiyah mikra Megillah? Where does it say that there's a chiyah to read the Megillah? It says to make Yimei Mishta v'simcha l'shloch manas yishleim atonis l'aviyonim. Where does it say you have to read the Megillah? So the Gemara says on the first daf of Maseches Megillah that it says Ayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'na'asim. It doesn't mean the days are remembered. It means the days are spoken of. So that word nizkarim is a reference to mikra Megillah. So to over here it says Zichron Truah, a day on which we speak about Tkiyah Shofar. So which is it? Is it a Yom Truah, a day on which you actually blow Shofar, a day on which you speak about Tkiyahs? So the Rishalmi answers that this is a Din Deraisa. When Rosh Hashanah falls out any other day of the week, 6 days of the week, then it's a Yom Truah. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then it's a Zichron Truah, a day on which you talk about Tkiyah Shofar, but you don't actually blow Shofar. You don't actually blow shofar. In a Maseches Sofrim, much of the Nusach HaTfilah that we recite is based on Maseches Sofrim. So Maseches Sofrim, it says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out, whenever you daven Shemoneh Esrei on a Yom Tov, say, "Vatidon Hashem Alkeinu Yom Chag HaMatzah Hazeh, Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh." On Rosh Hashanah, what do you say? They say, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a week, they say, "Yom Teruah Mikkadosh." If it falls out on Shabbos, Yom Zichron Truah. That's what it says in Maseches Sofrim. Because Maseches Sofrim is not a part of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. It was written by the Gaonim and by the Gaoni Eretz Yisrael. They were Gaoni Eretz Yisrael and the Gaoni Bavo. They didn't always agree with each other. Many times they disagreed. The Gaonim were after the Tkufa. They were Tanoim and Amoraim, and then there were Rabbanan Sabaroi. And then there were Gaonim. The Gaonim were in between the Rabbanan Sabaroi and Rabbeinu Gershom and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rishonim. The name of the yeshiva was Yeshivas Gaon Yaakov. So whoever was the head of the yeshiva was Rosh Yeshivas Gaon Yaakov. So the Kitzah, they called them the Goyim. The Goyim, because the name of the yeshiva was Gaon Yaakov, the pride of the Jewish people. So the Goyim of Eretz Yisrael record a lot of things in Maseches that we don't follow. That was the meaning of Eretz Yisrael. But this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's a problem why we follow it. If the Bavli comes to the conclusion that it's not so, it's only a din by the Rabbanan. The fact that you don't blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos is not based on the tziras ha-psukim of the zichron truah, yom truah. Rava disagrees. Rava says it's only because of El Amarabba, deraisa, it's gzera derabba, shemi avarena dalam. It's only a din by the Rabbanan. But Yerushalmi presents it as if it's really a din deraisa. I, Rav, had a taina. If it's a din deraisa, how come they blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash? And why should it be a din deraisa? What? It's a malacha. That's what he asks. What malacha is it? The Gemara says, "Kamalacha sabad leisasu yotza tkiyah shofar. Tkiyah shofar is chach mein a malacha. It's not a malacha. There's a din with the rabbanon. That's a din with the rabbanon. You're not allowed to play any musical instrument on Shabbos and Yontif. Zerushem yisak and kleshir." You may hear that the piano is off key, or the violin is off key, and you may fix it. So if you fix it, it'll be in violation of an Isa Misak and Mona. So they prohibited Mid Rabbanon that you're not allowed to play any musical instrument, Xerisa Misak and Klashir. But it doesn't make sense on the Din Deraisa. That's Xer de Rabbanon, not to blow shofar on Shabbos and Yom. It's not a Din Deraisa. So how can the Yerushalmi hold that it's a Din Deraisa? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the following. The Navi Yeshaya speaks about, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, that on Shabbos there are four mitzvahs, Zocher v'Shomer, Aron Chumash, and Kibud v'Yoinig, and Medibri Kabbalah. Zocher v'Shomer, that's an Aseres HaDib, Zocher v'Shomer Shabbos Katshen, Shomer v'Shomer Shabbos Nekatshen. Zocher is a mitzvah sese, and Shomer is a mitzvah sloy sese. The Gemara says, you only get Malkus if you violate an Avera that's Dumir Delav Dachasima, similar to the Lav of Lasach Samshor B'Dishoy. What's considered similar? So if it says lo, like lo sachs m'shor b'dishay, that's similar to lo sachs m'shor b'dishay. Let's say it says he shomer pen or al. So also shomer pen the al is a lois es, and you get malchus. So there's a discrepancy. The Rabban Chumash points it out. The Chazal were only worried about there are several discrepancies between the text of the Aseres HaDibros, as it appears in Parshas Yisro and it appears in Parshas Veschanan. So, but the only discrepancy the Gemara works on is about Zocher v'Shomer. So the Ibn Ezra and Chumash asks, why were they only worried about Zocher v'Shomer? There are other discrepancies. So Ramban says, whenever the Chumash quotes that someone said something, or they're quoting a text, what it says on Sarah Devin, it's not necessarily verbatim quotation what the person said. You're learning Adinim from what Lavan said. First he married Leah, and then wait till the end of Shiva's Mishnah, and then he married Rachel. So there's an opinion in the Gemara that you learn out from what Lavan said, you're not about to celebrate Shiva's Mishnah for two wives in the same 7 days. The holy tzaddik Lavan, who cares what he said? He was a gangster. Unfortunately, we had descendants of Lavan. He was a gangster. He wasn't a religious person. He was an Ovid Abedazar. He had trophim in the house. The answer is, that's not what he said. You learn that from what Paro said, from Yosef said. What the Rebbe Shlom said at the dinim. The answer is, the Rebbe Shlom is quoting, is not misquoting, he's quoting what Bilam said, what different people said. It's not a verbatim quotation of what the person said. The Chumash gives you the gist of what they say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu formulated this statement in such a way, he said, told Moshe Rabbeinu, write in the Chumash that this is what Bilam said, write that this is what Lavan said, that the Jewish people should learn Adinim from there. So the Ramban writes on the Pasuk Zocher Shem Shabbos Al-Katsha and Parshas Yisro, that the text of the Aseres HaDibros as it appears in Yisro and as it appears in Veschanan, is not necessarily the text that's really in Aseres HaDibros. When the woman will discover it, maybe it's neither text. It's the gist of what it says in Aseres HaDibros. So all the other discrepancies are not akasha because it's approximately the same thing. But Zocher v'Shomer, that's an outright contradiction. Zocher is a mitzvah sese, Shomer is a mitzvah slo sese. So which was it? Is it written as a mitzvah sese? Is it written as a mitzvah slo sese? Because whenever it says Shomer pen v'al, that's the same as loy. Just like lo sachs and shor b'dishim. Whenever it says loy, you get malchus, that's a lav. So whenever it says Shomer pen v'al, that's also a lav. So it says Shomer, Shomer Shabbos l'katshe, that's a lav. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melacha. Person is a Shema Shabbos, means that he doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. Shema Shabbos means he doesn't violate Isa malacha. Zocher Shema Shabbos L'Katcha is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. Lahazikir, to recite Kiddush. So the Rambam writes that there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos. Two in Chumash, Zocher v'Shomer, and two Shenishparsho Ayidei Hanavim. That's Kibud V'Yoinik. Kibud V'Yoinik. So the Pasuk there says, Karasa L'Shabbos Anu Kadosh Hashem L'Chubad. And how does it say in the Pasuk? It says more there. You should be careful not to deal in business on Shabbos. You're not going to do a malach. Not allowed to deal in business on Shabbos. In what way do we say Shaloi Hei Dibucha Shal Shabbos Ki Dibucha Shal Chol?
Your knife, you don't have to hold the whole
seat. What
do
you say? The knife, you don't have to hold the knife, the whole seat. I'll take the knife. No, it's okay. What do you mean, Shaloi Hei Dibucha Shal Shabbos Ki Dibucha Shal Chol? So Rashi learns you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. Tosa says, business? That's been Mitzoch HaFatzech B'Dabed Dover. That's included. So chafetzach means you shouldn't talk about business. Why do you say dabedova? So Tesis learns dabedova means You're not allowed to talk Sicha de Teilo on Shabbos. And there's a quote, so Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I think they say, Yochanan ben Zakkai had an older mother who was a chatterbox in her old age, and on Shabbos, she would be babbling away, and he would try to tell her nicely, Mom, today's Shabbos, you have to tone it down a little bit, you shouldn't talk so much. And the Gemara has a lashon in the first parak in Shabbos, if you see a person on Shabbos you haven't seen for a long time, so we allow you to say Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos. That's Sicha B'Teilo. They say Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos. But because you hit Tiru, it's not their cheretz if you're not going to say Shalom Aleichem. But the more correct is that you shouldn't give a long greeting, because that's really Sicha B'Teilo. The common practice is that everybody talks Sicha B'Teilo on Shabbos. So Rav Chaim Volozhin had a nephew, I forgot his name already, and he wrote a sefer Shadas HaTshuvas that's called, I think it's called Binyan Shel Simcha, funny title, Binyan Shel Simcha. I think his name is Simcha. Simcha was a rab somewhere in some city. So he has a whole tshuva, he writes that we pass like Rashi, that Sicha B'Teilo is Mutter. He defends the minhag olam that people talk Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. People babble away. They hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's, Rav Yechman Zakkai's mother, who was babbling away on Shabbos. So he says, maybe we paskin like Rashi, that Sicha B'Teilo is mutter, only to talk about business is also. That's a shot. So it's a question, what exactly is included in Dabba Dov Shalahei Dibuch HaShal Shabbos Ki Dibuch HaShal Chol? So we assume whatever Rashi and Taisus, in addition to that, it also means when we daven Shemana Esrei, we leave out the middle part. The Shemana Esrei always start off with the same three brachas, Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achrayinis, always the same. And then the middle part is different. So on the weekdays, we say 13 brachas in the middle, and the first three and the last three adds up to 19. They call the Shemana Esrei because before they composed the Nusach V'la Mashinim, it used to be 18 brachas for so many years, so we still call the Shemana Esrei. More correct, we should call it the Amida, the Shemana Esrei that you say in the standing position. There's no longer 18 brachas. The essence of Tefillah really is Bakoshas Tzarochim. The Acharetz dictates, the Marlon Zah from Psukim, the Acharetz dictates, it's not nice, I come to the Rebbe Shlomo and say, I need Parnosa, I need a Shidduch, I need someone who's not healthy, a refuah shlema for the people who need a refuah and so on. So it's not derech eretz, just to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take care of all the things. So derech eretz dictates, you begin with shevach and you end off with hoidoya. We learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way he daven, that's recorded in the Chumash. So derech eretz dictates, you should give an introduction of shevach and conclude with hoidoya. But the essence of the tefillah is really the middle bracha, is the bakasha sarocha. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we learn out from the pasuk with Abadav Shalahei Dibuch Hashal Shabbos Ke Dibuch Hashal Chol. We leave out the whole middle part of the Shemana Esrei. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas and the Igros Moshe, he raises a question. The Rambam's opinion is that davening once a day, every day, is a biblical obligation. The Gemara has on the first daf of Maseches Tainis, the Gemara comments on the pasuk that we recite in Kriya Shema, Le'ovda B'chol Avavchem. What do you mean, Avodah Shebaleiv? That's what a lot of Jews say. I'm a good Jew at heart. What do you mean, good Jew at heart? You have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and observe all the mitzvahs. You have to like tefillin. He's a Jew at heart. What's Avodah Shebaleiv? Avodah Shebaleiv means tefillah. That if you daven and your heart is not there, you don't have kavanah, oimid lefnei melech, you're not yotzei anything. That's not called davening. So the Rambam understood that that's a real din min haTorah. Love the b'chol avavchem. There's a chiyuv min haTorah to daven. The Rambam counts it in the minyan mitzvahs in the beginning. Mitzvah 5, mitzvah 6 from the one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah is the daven. The Gemara says davening is only with the Rabbanan, so the Rambam understands davening 3 times a day, or Shabbos and Yom Tov 4 times a day, on Yom Kippur you say Neilah 5 times a day. So davening more than once a day, that's with the Rabbanan, but davening once a day, that's with the Torah. And then he says, number two, the text of the tefillah is only with the Rabbanan. It was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah and touched up over the generations. But the format that you have to begin with Shevach and end off with Vaidoya, that is Min HaTorah. The Gemara does learn it out from the Psukim. You have to daven Ochach HaMikdosh. That's also a din min HaTorah. Even though it only appears in Sefer Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech completed the building on the Beis HaMikdosh, he said, V'ispado alacha derech ha-bayis hazeh, we should all face the Beis HaMikdosh. But apparently it's a din min HaTorah. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tfilo, writes what the din used to be min HaTorah and what they changed in the days of Anshei Knes HaGdolah. So when the Rambam writes what the din used to be min HaTorah, he says, Nochach HaMikdosh. That's one of the dinim min HaTorah. That's why it's not right when you build a shul. A lot of times they just ignore Mizrach. They just daven whatever direction it happens to be. That's not right. It's a real din min HaTorah. Where is it learned out from a pasuk in Chumash? That's a discussion. Where does it say in the Chumash? Then it says it's the pasuk, L'shichna Sidushu Uvas Hashem. L'shichna Sidushu means you should face the Beis HaMikdosh when you daven. So that's where Moshe Feinstein raises the question. If you leave out the middle part of the Shemana Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it says, Dabba Dabba Shilahei Dibucha Shal Shabbos, Ki Dibucha Shal Chol, so then you're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Tefillah. And the Rambam said there's a Chiyuv to daven once a day, every day. And the essence of Tefillah is not the Shevach and the Hodoyah. That's the Derech Eretz dictates. You should begin, you should give an introduction by saying Shevach, you should give a conclusion at the end of saying Hadar, but the essence of the Shemana Esrei is the Bakoshas Tarachim, in the middle 13 brachas. So if you leave out all the middle 13 brachas, you're not Yotze anything. So how was one Yotze the Chiyuv Tefillah min HaTorah according to the Rambam? But Moshe Feinstein says it's the final paragraph in the bracha Emtzoyis as the Bakoshas Tarachim. Elokeinu Kevasein, Ritzei B'milchasein, please accept our observance of Shabbos. Kadshenim Mitzvah Secha, B'sein Chakenim B'sarah Secha. That's Bakoshas Tzorachim. We leave out all the Gashmi's Dika Bakoshas Tzorachim. Refuah, Parnosa, Shiduchim, Moshiach, other things. But the Bakoshas of Ruchnius, that you're allowed to do, that you're mechuyev to do. That's the Chi of Tefillah Deraisa.
So, would any halacha if someone sees somebody not davening towards Mizrach during Shemoneh Esrei, you should tell him?
Yeah, if you think there's a chance that he's going to listen. If he's vada, not going to listen, not, but more correct.
Even during Shemoneh Esrei, you should point it out to him.
That's a machlok is Rashi and Tosfos and Brochus and Davar. Rashi says you have to face the Aron Kodesh. So Rashi says, let's say here's an Aron Kodesh. Let's say someone is davening outside of the shul. Outside, we just, apparently this is the direction of the Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. That's the direction of Makom HaMikdash. What if someone is on the other side of the shul? He's davening with the minyan. So Rashi's opinion is that just like we face the Aron Kodesh, he should face the Aron Kodesh. They said, what are you talking about? They said, yeah, there's no such thing you're supposed to face the Aron Kodesh. If everybody's davening facing Beis HaMikdosh, the other fellow should have his back to the Aron Kodesh. If he's davening behind the shul, in front of the shul over there, he should face Beis HaMikdosh. You know, there's no din you face Aron Kodesh. So basically, we really follow Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah raises the issue.
In Morocco,
I remember there is a shul that Aron Kodesh is this way. How many times the Shemoneh Esrei? Everybody turns to the side and they daven to the right, facing the doors, because that's the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Not supposed to face the Aron Kodesh. It's not right. Yeah, that's why Rav Moshe Soloveitchik always avoided davening in the Beis Medrash. And why you?
Other guys avoid it for different reasons.
Yeah, no, he davened in a different shul. So when they asked him why, he didn't want to hurt the feelings of the other Rabbanim. So they asked him, why doesn't he daven in the Beis Medrash? He had to come up with a quick answer. So he said a lie. He said, he's so used to davening Nusach Ari, he can't get used to that. So he said, we'll make you a Nusach Ari minion. So in room 101, there was always a Nusach Ari minion that faced Eretz Yisrael, that faced Mizrach. That's why. That was why it was founded. Because the Moshe Soloveitchik blurted out, he doesn't daven there. He's so used to that. He never davened Nusachari. What kind of Baba Moshe? He was a rabbi in a Lubavitcher village in Chaslavich, but he always davened Nusachashkan. He didn't daven Nusachari. He never davened. He rarely davened in the Beis Medrash. Rarely davened in the Beis Medrash.
If you're by the Kodesh, should you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Yep. It's a little bit tilting to the left a little bit. Yeah, you really should. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, when you learn this Nesichta, you'll see that Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a form of Tefillah. Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur is not necessarily a form of Tefillah. Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Once every 50 years you blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. We don't have any Yovel now. But Bizman, that the Yovel was Noeg, so it says you have to blow Shofar. Across him, how does it say? Tavir, here, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk on Laman Amar Af, the second white line. The other key point, Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzechem. What do you mean, B'chol Artzechem, in all of Eretz Yisrael? Why the Kiyah Shofar is only in Eretz Yisrael? So that's there's a strange machlokes here, this Fasemis and the Turi Eved, whether the mitzvah of Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yevav is only Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael, or it's all over the world. Pashtus, it should be all over the world, but the Pasuk says B'chol Artzechem, and the Rambam, when he quotes the din that he blows Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yevav, Vavir Shofar B'chol Ha'oretz, B'chol Artzechem, the Rambam quotes the same Lashon. Sounds like it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's strange. Why should it only be it's not an agricultural mitzvah that should only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's a question, why? And some say it's not true. Even though it says B'chol Artzechem, they say it's noyeg all over the world. So that's a question. What's the nature of Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? Is it also a form of Tefillah? But to that you'll have to learn some more. But Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is considered a form of Tefillah. You'll learn more Gemaras, you'll see. The Gemara says, Kimin de Zikaron Koasi Ki Lifnim Dam. The Gemara says, the role of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is that it's a form of Tefillah. So on Shabbos, the Pasuk, the original Pasuk speaks about Shabbos, not talking about Yom Tov, talking about Shabbos. We assume the Rambam writes that just like on Shabbos there's a din of Kibbutz V'Yoneg, so too on Yom Tov there's a din of Kibbutz V'Yoneg. That's what the Rambam writes. All the four dinim that are written by Shabbos, Zocha, B'Shomer, Kibbutz V'Yoneg, all the four dinim carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. The Achronim point out that that's a problematic Rambam, that there's a Gemara that seems to be, more than one Gemara, seems to say Beferish not like the Rambam, that Kibbutz V'Yoneg only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yom Tov. But somehow the Rambam won. The Rambam is Yodua, everybody knows the Rambam, that all the four dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. Zachar v'Shomer, Kibbutz V'Yoneg. It's a question, let's say you recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush on Yom Tov is also Minat Torah. Or is it only Midirabbanan? So many Rishonim hold that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only Midirabbanan. Only Kiddush on Shabbos is Benatur. But in Shulchan Aruch, they assume like the Rambam, that we carry over all the four Dinim. Zocha B'Shomer, and Kibbutz V'Yoneg, everything carries over to Yom Tov. But the Pasuk, Kibbutz V'Yoneg, even if you follow the Rambam, we assume it applies more to Shabbos than it does to Yom Tov. Take, for example, the common practice by Ashkenazim all over the world, and Chutz Lord says that you only duchen on Yom Tov. You don't duchen on the weekdays. Only duchen on Yom Tov. They give very difficult explanations, a difficult minig, but that was the minig in many, many communities in Chutz Lord. They only duchen on Yom Tov. But when they duchen on Yom Tov, so then the Kohanim pause in between the Pasuk Yirech Hashem, the Yishmerecha, they wait, they give everybody a chance to say the tefillah for the Chalaimus. That's based on the Gemara, the end of Brachas, that if a person had a dream, and he's not sure whether it's a good dream or a bad dream, he doesn't know how to interpret the dream, so when the Kohanim go up to the Duchen, so the person should say a tefillah, that all the Chalaimus that he had should be the Toivah. So that's the minute. Yeah.
And why only by Mosav?
Also, very difficult. Why? Because Shachris, you always daven Shachris all week long. And Musaf, you only daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you only daven. Many shuls, they duchen on Yom Tov, Shachris and Musaf. And Breuer is another community in Germany. They duchen Shachris and Musaf on the Yom Tov. It's a difficult meaning. More correct is, you mechuyev to duchen Shachris and Musaf every day of the year. It's a difficult meaning that the Ashkenazim have a chutz lords that they don't duchen on every day. So the minig is that you say the tefillah for the chaloimus. But the minig in most places is that when Yantar falls out on Shabbos and the Kohanim Duchen, that they don't pause for the tzibut to say the tefillah for the chaloimus, because that's considered a violation of Dabba Dover. You're not supposed to say Trinus on Shabbos. So if you're not supposed to say Trinus on Shabbos, you don't say Trinus on Yom Tov either. You leave out the brachas and tzoyas of Kriyashma. You leave out the brachas and tzoyas of Nishman Esrei, on both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. But somehow we're more machmer on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. So the tefillah for the chaloimus, we don't say, most places in many cases, you don't say the tefillah on Shabbos, when Yom Tov chol is b'Shabbos, but on a plain Yom Tov, chol is b'chol, you do say the tefillah for the chaloimus. So it shows that we're more makbid on Dabba Dover, not to offer tchinus, we're more makbid on Shabbos than we are on Yom Tov. So that's what the Rishon seems to hold, that this is a din deraisa. To blow shofar, the tkiya shofar is supposed to sound like a wailing sound. You know, tkiya trua tkiya. The Gemara says, Varata, how does it say? You should blow shofar, trua, umetargeminon, and the Targumunkel is, the Gemara quotes the Targumunkel. The Targumunkel on the Pasuk says, Yabava, and the Pasuk says in the Shiras Dvaira, Ein tisra vata yabev. The yabev means to cry and to sob. So the sound of the trua is supposed to sound like sobbing, a crying sound. That's mamish. The Gemara talks about two levels of tefillah. Tefillah she'eshim ha'demos, tefillah she'einim ha'demos. The Gemara in Perek HaZohav, in the middle of Bav Metzia. The Gemara says, Miyam she'chara beis ha'migdush, after the destruction of beis ha'migdush, the prayers are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be accepted, zman she'beis ha'migdush ha'yakayim. Because ki beisi beis tefillah yikarei, the beis ha'migdush is supposed to be miyuchad for davening. So if there's no beis ha'migdush, the office is closed, the office where the prayers are accepted. That's why you're supposed to face the beis ha'migdush. Because the beis ha'migdush is the central location where all the tefillahs are supposed to be in a kabbal. So it says in Megillah Secha, kam ke'ezer k'ashaveh asar sam tefillosi lefonav. Tefillahs are no longer accepted after the Churban Abayis, like they used to be accepted as Man Abayis. Usually on a tainis, there's an obligation to daven ne'ilo. We only say ne'ilo on Yom Kippur. So we think in error that ne'ilo is a tefillah that was composed for Yom Kippur. That's not true. When you study Mishnah's tainis, you see when Tarnoim used to be goes at tainis when there was Atziras Gishamim, when there's no rain. There's no rain. The crops can't grow. The animals can die. The people can die. There won't be any food. There won't be any water. Because in the days of the Tanoim, until very recently, they didn't know how to desalinate the water. Now they're not goes at tainis anymore. When it doesn't rain, they're not goes at tainis. It'll cost a lot of money to desalinate the water, but no one is bisakon anymore. But years ago, that was a major sakona. That was a major sakona. Around 20 years ago, the Rabbanut was taken over by Zionistic rabbis, a lot of young rabbis. So one year there was no rain, so they were going to be goes at tainis. They were going to insist everybody should fast and so on. And the older Rabbanim were laughing at them. They said, what are you off your mind? That was Bizman HaTanaim until recently. But now that they know how to desalinate the water, so there's no sakana to anybody. So you're not goes at tainis.
Going back to what Greg was saying earlier, why is it not even for Ashkenazim to do Birkas Kohanim even in Eretz Yisrael every day?
That was a more correct meaning. In Eretz Yisrael, the meaning always was that they always duchen every day. This meaning somehow developed in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael never developed. The more correct is that you're supposed to duchen every day. Different gedolim and different generations tried to change the practice that they should duchen every day, and things came up, so they assumed that it's a sin min hashamayim. They should leave the meaning the way it is. But it's a very difficult meaning. We don't really understand why. So again, So the Gemara says, the trua, you blow tkiya, trua tkiya. The trua is supposed to sound like yabava, like a crying sound. And the Gemara says that tefillah, even though yam shachar beis hamigdash, the tefillahs are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be bizman shah beis hamigdash or yekayim, because the beis hamigdash is beis tefillah. That's why you have to face the beis hamigdash when you're daven. So the Gemara says, but if the tefillah is offered with such serious intent that the person is crying, in the middle of the night. Some people can just turn on the faucet and they start crying. Some people cry when they say, Zemekaima. There's nothing to cry about. What are you saying? What are you crying about? I once asked the fellow, what is he crying when he says, Zemekaima? He says, Nadachi, Azrachmanis. The Purim Hanasraf, he thought that they burn them alive. They don't burn the Purim Hanasraf, they shech them, and then they burn the meat. And it was there. But there's nothing to cry about when you say, Zemekaima. If the person is moved to tears because it's someone is really sick, there's a major problem. So that's Tfilah Sheishim Adimor. So that thing Mara says, those Tfilahs are accepted even Mizban Shein Beis HaMikdash Kai. Those go straight to heaven. So the idea of Kiya, Al Seder HaBrachis, Yiblo Shofar, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, the end of Malchis, the end of Zichonis, the end of Shofars, the idea is to elevate the level of the Tfilah to the level of Tfilah Sheishim Adimor. That's why the Kiya Shofar is supposed to sound like a sobbing sound. The pasuk says Yom Truot Yelachem V'Targemin, and the uncle says Yom Yabava. Yabava means to cry. So since it's a form of crying, so that's not right on Shabbos to cry. Usually we say Shabbos and Yom Tov are equated. The Daba Dabu Shalehei Dibucha Shal Shabbos Ki Dibucha Shal Chol. We assume it carries over to Yom Tov also. Yom Tov we leave out the middle 13 brachas just like on Shabbos. We only say the last. We can't have a say no. We only offer tefillahs for ruchnias dika bakoshes. We don't have gashmias dika bakoshes. But still, the Torah says you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The shofar, the kriya shofar, is to elevate the level of the tefillah. The essence of the kriya shofar is a form. There are different kavanas in the kriya shofar. So one of the several kavanas, beferish and the Gemara, they quote Rav Sadi Goyim, and Siddur Rav Sadi Goyim has 10 different kavanas. And a lot of machzorim they printed, 10 different kavanas. So the main kavanah, the Gemara says, is that to elevate the level of the tefillah should be a tefillah sheyishim ademois. So on Shabbos, that's not right. That's why on Shabbos, Yerushalmi holds that it's a real din deres. Rav Chama bar Hanina and Rav Levi bar Lachma, they're from the Chachma Yerushalmi. Chachma Yeritzel, so they hold that this is a din deres. You don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is b'Shabbos, because the Dabba Dabba Shalehei Dibucha Shal Shabbos. We do lo shofar, because that's what it says in the Chumash. But Choli is b'Shabbos, that you don't. Why is a Migdosh? If it's a real din d'arayis, why is a Migdosh? Not because the base of Rapsalvechik is, because the base of Migdosh is basically based tefillah yikari l'chol ha'am. Base of Migdosh is the makom tefillah. If you daven anywhere else outside of the base of Migdosh, you're supposed to face the base of Migdosh. But the main place to daven is in the Beis HaMikdash. Even Rosh Hashanah Choli is b'Shabbos, and you don't permit tchinas. You don't permit tchinas. And Rosh Hashanah Choli is b'Shabbos. You don't permit tki ha'shofar, because tki ha'shofar elevates the level of the tefillah to the level of the tefillah sheishim ha'demois. That's like tchinas. But the Beis HaMikdash you do, because the Beis HaMikdash is the makom tefillah. So that's the Shitas HaYerushalmi, that it's a real din d'oraisa, and that's why in the davening, that's why it says the Masechus Sofim was composed by the Geoine Eretz Yisrael. The Geoine Babel didn't always agree. Here, the Babel is going to disagree with this Yerushalmi. So that's why it's problematic. Why do we follow the Masechus Sofim on this issue when Rosh Hashanah Choli is b'Shabbos? We say Yom Zichron Teruah. When Rosh Hashanah Chol b'Chol, we say Yom Teruah. That's based on the Masechus Sofer, that was that's based on this idea that was rejected by the Bavli. Usually, whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the Rif has at the end of the Erevin. Whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli. There are quite a few Rambams where the Rambam usually follows that Rif, but there are quite a few Rambams where the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi, as opposed to the Bavli. So that's problematic. Why the Rambam followed some of the Yerushalmis that contradict the Bavli? Every so often there's a Hasogas Arayvid on the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this from? And the Lecha Mishnah stands on his head to try to defend the Rambam. Where the Rambam got it from? So if you look in the Merkevus HaMishnah, a lot of times the Merkevus HaMishnah says the Rambam just paskin like the Yerushalmi. Bir Agro has like that also, quite a few places. The Bir Agro in Yeredeya has a few times. Kedarkoi, the Rambam does Kedarka Lipsik Ayushalmi Neger Abavli Bekama Mekoymas. Often he does like that. We don't know why, because the Rif has this klal. The Rif gives a whole klal at the end of Erevim. Whenever there's a conflict in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, We always paskan like the Bavli, because Hilchos Kabasroi. The Bavli was composed later, and the Rif thinks, he claims historically, the Chachmei HaBavli were familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. They took everything into consideration, and nonetheless, they disagree with the Yerushalmi, so then you have to paskan like the later generation. Hilchos Kabasroi. You paskan like the later generation, because they took everything into consideration. Anyway, so this is the Shitas HaYerushalmi, that this is a Din Deraisa. And the Bavli holds it not at all. Bavli holds, no, the Pasuk says you blow Shofar. I mean, I thought it doesn't make a difference, but whether it's Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'chol, Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Shabbos, Mikdosh, Chutz LaMikdosh, you mechuyev to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah all the time. And the fact that we don't blow Shofar, that's Gzeira de Rabba, Shem Yavarena Dalaramas B'Shusaram. It's not that Rabbah is the one who invented the Gzeir. Rabbah was one of the Amoraim. No, this is from the way before generation. The Mishnah has it. Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Shabbos. V'ayna Taina Shofar, v'ayna Taina de Megillah. When Purim falls out on Shabbos. In Chutz La'aretz, Purim never falls out on Shabbos, according to the way we have the calendar now. But Shushan Purim, still in Yerushalayim, or wherever. Ayoros HaMakav Ischam, or in Shushan. So Shushan Purim, every so often, will fall out on Shabbos. So the din is, you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shecholi is B'Shabbos, you don't shake the lulav. Whenever Rosh Hashanah is Choli is B'Shabbos, the first day Sukkah is going to be Choli is B'Shabbos. First day Sukkah is the Chiyuv, the Tilos Lulav is the Araisa. Yeah, that's the next Mishnah, and Lamed Amid Aleph. But Rishayna, originally the practice used to be Hoyolulav Nito Bamigdosh Kol Shiva Bamdina Yamechot. In the Beis HaMikdash, you shake the lulav all 7 days. It's a din in HaTorah. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech m'shiv as yomim. So usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech. How do you do usmachtem? Usmachtem is by netilas lulav. So in Mikdash, the din was you have to shake a lulav each one of the 7 days min HaTorah. But by Medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is only Yamecha, because it says, ulakacht melechem ba yom arishim pri etzad v'kapas dvarim. So the Chiv Netilas Lulav Ben HaTorah is only the first day Sukkot Ben HaTorah. And this is one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. The boy is going to say on the next zav. Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai died at the age of 120. Gemara says the first 40 years of his life he worked for a living and then he retired at the age of 40. Alavaya on all of us. We should have. I'm 80 already. I can't retire. Okay, how can you retire? You have to work. The government, Social Security is not going to be enough to support people. You got to work past the age of 40. But Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai somehow, they had a system, whatever. He retired at the age of 40, and he learned for 40 years. Then when he reached the age of 80, he was the greatest Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So they appointed him as the chief rabbi. He was the chief rabbi for the last 40 years of his life. And the Gemara says they had a tradition that he died at the age of 120. And during his tenure as the head of the Sanhedrin, under his leadership, made 9 takanas the Rabbanim. The Gemara is going to list off all the 9 takanas. Where is it? Where is this Gemara that there are 9 takanas? Somewhere over here on Ahmed Beis. You'll soon learn the Gemara. I already forgot what it is. Moshe says there are 9 takonis, and Moshe is going to explain which are the 9. Moshe says 6 in our parak, and another 3. Where is it? Here it is. Here it's on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. You have a Mishnah there. Around 10 lines after the Mishnah, you have 2 dots. Then it says, "Evidlo b'dishmal v'pasuk a Mishnah yichav beis." Then it says, "Tan Rabbanan, the Kadam are not allowed to wear the shoes when they go up to walk to give the duchening. They have to take off the shoes." Zizu, this is one of the 9 takonas. She's going to dech a mezak with his bezin. She's the high pirka. 6 mentioned in this parak, and another 3, and they list off all the 9 takonas. The 9 takonas. We assume the 9 takanas are not all takanas the Rabbanan. 8 are takanas the Rabbanan, and the 9th one is Dorash V'Hiskin. Takanas sometimes means he popularized a din de'araisa. The Gemara says, we'll see the Gemara. Yom Tenuf HaSoyma, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh even after they bring the Oima. Yeah, so that's Midrabbanan. We'll have to see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we assume that this only takana with the Rabbanan. Zerushem Eberenu Dalaramis Bishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan have authority to make Zerus the Rabbanan. They prohibit Menatar, if you are writing, you're not allowed to write with your right hand, but you're permitted to write with the left hand. Menatar, you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabban, and a Carmelis, you're allowed to carry. There were millions and millions of Din of the Rabbanan, so many Zerus the Rabbanan. Who gave the Chacham the authority of making Zerus? Why is this a violation of Bal Tosif? The Rambam raised the question, why is it not a violation of Bal Tosif? You're not allowed to add on to 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says it's not because the Pasuk says, U'shmatem es mishmati asu mishmeres l'mishmati. That's the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Moshe kibbal Torah m'Sinai, Sarah v'Yoshua till the Anshei Knesset Hagdala heim amru shlosh dvarim. That three models. One of the three models was Aseis Yogla Torah. And the Gemara says in Yivamas and Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph that Aseis Yogla Torah, the authority of the Chacham and their obligation to make a Gzeira is based on the Pasuk. It's the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Sachrei Mois. It says, Ushmatem is Mishmati Levilti Asos Michakos Atayvos Ashenasu Lefnechem and so on. So the tradition has it, Ushmatem is Mishmati means Asum Mishmeris Limishmati, Aseis Yoglater. You have to make our chokas. So this is one of the Gzeiras the Rabbanan. Not to blow shofar, not to shake a lulav. These are dinim deraisa. Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanan. So that's not such a big problem. Hey, Amru. It's only with the Rabbanan, so the Chacham have a right to be Yoker. But here, even Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, even Atilas Lulav, the first day Sukkot, is a dimin Atar. How do they know that they have the right to make a Gzerim in the Rabbanan? Bakira's Dov min Atar. They're Oiker and Mitzvah min Atar. Oiker Mitzvah B'Shevi Altase. The Gemara in Yivamas on Daf Peites has a whole suga, goes on and on and on. Peites and Daf Tzadik, where the Yeshkarach Be'achachom, even Lakat Domin Atar, Bekumli Asei, that the rabbis have authority to permit the Balabatim to violate Dinim in the Chumash. So the Reform and the Conservative, they give their rabbis more authority. Their rabbis allow them to intermarry. Their rabbis allow them to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos. Their rabbis allow them to eat treifas. But the Orthodox rabbis, we don't give Orthodox rabbis so much authority. The Gemara says, Yeshkach v'yach hacham and v'lach adom and ha-Torah, only b'shei v'altase. The Chacham will give an authority, even to be yoker mitzvah in the Torah, but only b'shei v'altase. Not to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, not to fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But they don't have authority to allow the Balabatim to drive to the synagogue. That they don't have authority. This Enkel Rechram Lagadam HaTor Bikum Be'aseh. It's a discussion in the Gemara, it's a machlokes. And the Rishalmi seems to paskin the other way. Yeshkach Lakar Afilu Bikum Be'aseh. But we don't follow that Rishalmi. We assume like the Bavli, that only Yeshkach B'Achacham Lakadam HaTor, only B'Shei B'Altasa. They have authority to tell us not to fulfill a mitzvah. They don't have authority to tell you, don't put on tzitzis and a beggar shal pishton. Don't fulfill certain mitzvahs. They don't. They tell a Gershon, this guy, Beret Pesach, he's not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Let him bring Pesach Sheni. He's not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach right away. The Gemara gives a whole list of Gzeiras, the Rabbanan, Bakiras, Dov Menatar. How did the rabbis know that they even had authority to have the Pasuk Vishmatem as Mishmati? Means Asu Mishmeres la Mishmati, Asay Siog Latur. Okay, so they prohibited writing with the left hand and carrying in a Carmelis and another, eating chicken cooked with milk, the millions of Gzeiras de Rabbanan. But how did they know that they had authority to make a Gzeira de Rabbanan to be Oiker a Mitzvah? Where is that? Where is that in the Chumash? That's a question. So Rabbi Chana Basaman learned by Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, learned by Rabbi Shimon Shkop. He was killed by the Nazis in the middle of the war. He was murdered by the Nazis. So he wrote a whole essay. Part of the essay was written when he visited America. So he wrote an essay that's called Kuntres Dibre Soifrim. How is there a relationship between Dinam Derais and Dinam Derabonim? Kuntres Dibre Soifrim, very, very beautiful essay. So he thinks, he discusses the problem which the Ramban raises. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes from the Sifrei on the Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim. It says, when the Beis Hamikdash issues a psak, l'sosam en ha'Torah, she'gid l'cha yom min ha'smol. you're not allowed to deviate from the psak of the Bez Nagoro, neither to the right nor to the left. What does it mean? So the Pasha Peshat and the Pasik means you think the Bez Nagoro was a little too makel, you want to go to the right. Or you think they were a little too machma, you want to go to the left. So it says, don't go yom in the small. Don't go to the right, don't be more frum than the Bez Nagoro, and don't be more makel. You follow the psak and the Bez Nagoro. Sasa yom in the small. So Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes from the Sifreya, not Pasuk, Sasa Yamin Asmal, Afil Om Yom Lecha, Yamishu Smal, Val Smal Shul Yamin. So the simple reading of that Rashi will lead or mislead people to think that the Psak is binding even when it's an error. There used to be a writer, Herman Wook. I don't think he's alive anymore. He probably passed, he's way over 100. He was over 100, I think, when he died. I don't think he's alive. Anyway, so he wrote Decay Mutiny. It's a novel. And his grandfather was a rabbi in the Bronx. And he was a religious man. He wrote This Is My God. He wrote a whole book about his observance of the Jewish religion. He used to learn Daf Yomi in his old age. He taught at Yeshiva College for 2 years, literature. So he told the students at that time that his book, The Cain Mutiny, there was a mutiny on a ship, and the shipmates didn't listen to the captain of the ship. They rebelled against him. So he said the theme of the book was based on this Rashi, that authority is binding even when it's an error. Rashi is talking about the Bez Nagoro's authority, not talking about the captain on the ship, but that's his understanding. Authority is binding even when it's an error. You're not allowed to have a mutiny on the ship. So the boys broke his heart when they told him that they can't be pshat in the Rashi, because the first Mishnah in Horeiyah says if the Bez Nagoro issues a psak and somebody knows that the Balabas knows that they made a mistake, he knows that they're wrong. You're not allowed to follow the psak of the Bez Nagoro if it's an error. You only follow the psak on the assuming that they didn't make a mistake. But if you know bevada they made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow. So what is the pshat in that sifrei? The Ramban is the first one who raises this kasha. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs raises this kasha. How can the sifrei say, afilo al yamin shu smol, al smol shu yamin, isn't it against the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Horeiyah, that if someone knows that the Bez Nagoro made a mistake, he's not allowed to follow the psak? So how can it be? What is a machlekes hatanaim? So some suggest a machlekes hatanaim. The Ramban and many others say it's not a machlekes. Ramban says that the correct reading in the Sefri should be Afilu nirin b'einecha yamin shu smol al smol shemin. Even if the layman thinks that the rabbis are making a mistake, it doesn't make any sense. Common sense dictates that it's not so. So you should assume that the rabbi understands better. A lot of times a doctor prescribes a medication and the patient thinks that it doesn't make any sense. How can it be that that medication is for a different sickness? Or a chemist will predict, if you mix two chemicals, he says the color is going to change, it's going to explode. Why should the color change? Why should it explode? This is a peaceful chemical. This is a peaceful chemical. If you know chemistry, you'll understand why it's going to explode. Or you predict an eclipse. If you know mathematics, and you know physics, so you can figure out when there's going to be an eclipse. You can't ask Akasha, how can it be? A person who's an expert in the field knows what he's talking about.
We're supposed to always do the Sanhedrin's
experts,
and we don't know that how is the Mishnah of Horeiyah supposed to happen where someone said, realizes that
inside
made a mistake.
Let's say he marked their exam papers when they were learning for Smichin, and he knows that they didn't, and he himself is he's not a member of the Sanhedrin. And he knows that that's the din that he didn't know. He knows the Farish. There are Talmid HaChacham who are not members of the Sanhedrin. They know the members of the Sanhedrin made a mistake, so they're not allowed to follow the Psalm.
Right, so
Ramban says there is such a girsa, and he thinks that girsa is more correct than the plain girsa. Even if the layman thinks the fiyah niyah is daita, the layman thinks that what the rabbi said doesn't make any sense.
Could that also be a din that's unique also to
Yidrashana? Kiddush HaChodesh Yidrashana is the one mitzvah from 613 mitzvahs, the one and only mitzvah where the psak is binding, even if it's an error within a range. The bezin can declare the end of the month that's ending, they can either make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day and the month that's ending has 29 days, or let the month have 30 days and declare Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. You can't have a month less in the Jewish calendar. You can't have a month less than 29 days or more than 30 days. You can't have a year that has, the year either has 12 months or 13 months. You can't have 11 months, you can't have 13 months. You can't have 14 months. But even if the Bez Nagarim made a mistake and they made the Shana Muberes when they shouldn't have, they're not making something crazy. This year doesn't, it shouldn't be a Shana Muberes. Today should not really be Rosh Chodesh. But it's within the guidelines. You're not making a month of less than 29 or more than 30. You're not making a year of less than 12 or more than 13 months. And then, even though they made a mistake in the calculations, Kiddush HaChodesh is Chal. So that's the one and only din where the psak of the Bez Nagadol is binding, even though it's clearly an error.
Does that far of a few of Miriam apply nowadays to Bo Yisrael? Is that only for us a hundred, like, basically?
Yeah, we assume in every generation. Yeah, you should listen to the rabbi, even if you think that the rabbi is making a mistake. Yeah, we should listen to the rabbanim on the assumption that they're not making a mistake. But if you know they're making a mistake, then you're not allowed to follow them. So that's a problematic pasuk. So the Ramban was the first one who raised that issue. Doesn't that comment of the Sifrei contradict the opening Mishnah in Horius? So the Ramban gave his suggestion. He thinks that the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs gave his suggestion. He thinks that that the correct Girsa should be Afila Nirim B'Einecha, even if you think that they're making a mistake. But if you know for sure they're making a mistake, then you're not allowed to follow the Pesach. If you think they're making a mistake, you should assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Siyai to the Shemaya. They're not making a mistake. So other suggestions are given also. So Rabbi Chana Vassman wrote this essay. Much of it was written in America. The Kuntras Dibrei Sofim. He gives another suggestion. He says that maybe what it means is that's the pasuk that tells us not only do the rabbis have authority to make a gzeira derabbanan, asei siyog la'Torah, they even have authority to be oikedav ben Torah. I mentioned a small, they say, in the Chumash it says that today's Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar. And with the power vested in us as the Bez Nagadol, we say, don't listen to the Chumash, don't blow shofar. That pasuk, al yamin shu smal, al smal shu yamin, perhaps that's the mocker for this idea, that yesh karach v'yad chachamim, not only to make a gzera, b'akiras dav min ha-Torah, to say, on a four-cornered garment that's made from pishtan, we prohibit you from putting on tzitzis. A gersh and his guy in Erev Pesach should not bring the Korban Pesach. The Natar is Mukhiv to bring the Korban Pesach. And the Rabbanah, they prohibit him. So the way the Bavli comes to the conclusion, this din, that Rosh Hashanah Shacholi is B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar, this is a gzerim of the Rabbanah. In Natar, you do blow shofar, not like the Rishalmi, Zichron Truah. And it's only mid the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow shofar. Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Here there's a famous discussion. The Rashi and Tosfos and many Rishonim discuss. Why did the Gemara say Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'Shus HaRabim? Why did they say Shema Yotzi Enem Yibeso? The person, HaKol Chayovim B'Tkia Shofar, the fellow will start to blow shofar. He sees he doesn't know how to blow. He'll forget and carry the shofar in the street. So he'll carry from the Mishu Sayochid into the Mishu Sarab. Why do they say, Zer Hashem Yavirenu Dalan Amas Mishu Sarab? Why do they say, Zer Hashem Yotzienu? So maybe Belinetta, tomorrow we'll talk about that topic and we'll stop here. Okay. There's supposed to be some function now. People know where he's supposed to go. Okay. Someone has to tell them where to go. They know where to go.
They know where to go.
Have a successful day.